Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Brough.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got a feeling things are about to turn around for us.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, good morning, West Texans, all you good, fine, friendly folks out there. We wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough. We'll turn morning into afternoon, take you to 1 o'clock right here in the Arctic Air Studios. As you listen in today in San Angelo on ESPN 960 here in the Hubaplex, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could be texting in right now to start the week off, 806-855-3712 on the text line. Every Monday you tell us what you believe to be true, sports or otherwise. You can't start the week all willy and or nilly. You got to know what you're thinking, and we want to know what you're thinking. So text in on that, 806-855-3712. We got Raiderland helmet stickers. We will hand out to those deserving a little recognition in the sports world, or, again, otherwise. That means everything else. Fun question of the day. We got Tech Baseball taking the series at Oklahoma. It really started, obviously, on Friday night with maybe a swing game for this season. We'll never know, I guess, until it's all over with, but very interesting to see how the weekend played out. So get your thoughts on Red Raider baseball. NFL draft, we're getting closer to that. The Texas Rangers, we may have to ask the question today, are the Texas Rangers a good baseball team? They may be a good baseball team, and they're scuffling with some injuries and a couple of different things. They take 2 of 3 from the Astros with an easy 9-1 win last night. Josh Young playing some pivotal moments in that game. Imagine that, Josh Young, pivotal moments in the Rangers game. Who could have seen it coming? Oh, yeah, and then there's the Texas Tech men's basketball roster freakout that some people were torturing themselves with on Sunday for no real reason whatsoever. 806-855-3712 for you to join the program. If you're online, you're following us on the app, that's great. Turn on the notifications. If you don't have the app, time's running out. You got to get it now, kkm.com. Operators are standing by. Follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. We come back in the evenings with a daily broadcast around 6:30-ish, highly interactive. We had a lot of fun with it. If you miss what we do, go to the website, theraiderland.com. You can check out our 5 Things We Know in a Sunday column and a couple of Diamond Talks from the weekend. It's theraiderland.com and on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. He is Rob Brough. 1/3 of the Gambling Gauchos, host of the Rob Brough Show from 1 to 2 every day here on Talk 103.9 at Rob Brough Show on Twitter. King of Hat of the Day pulses the people. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Even with Tech getting run ruled yesterday, and I don't know if you share these feelings, you would rather not. You'd rather get a sweep when you can, but I still took away an amazing amount of positives from the weekend with Texas Tech baseball. And yesterday was one of those getaway day games that sometimes the team just doesn't fire. And there was some bad luck early for Tech, offensively and pitching-wise.
Well, that was the end of a long week.
It really feels like the end of a long 2-week stretch.
Because you go, well, even just starting in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Not in North Dakota, but playing against North Dakota, you get the weird back and forth. You have to play a doubleheader on a Saturday. You play a late game on Friday. It was supposed to be a Thursday, Friday.
Travel halfway across the country on Sunday.
You go all the way to Stanford on Easter Sunday. Then you have to come back and then head right to Norman. Yeah, that's a long week.
Yeah.
But you won the series.
Yes.
And it's really funny in baseball. If you lose Friday and then win 2, you're really excited fan-wise.
Yeah.
Hey, we won the series.
Yeah, look at that.
What in the world? Like, you came back, you won the series, 2 great games. If you win Friday and lose Sunday and win the series, you really ended poorly.
Oh, you blew a chance at a sweep.
You blew a chance. You left some on the table. So it's just funny doing that. But that was a great series, in my opinion.
Yeah, it gives us several candidates for Raiderland helmet stickers today, and we certainly want to hear what you're thinking there. 806-855-3712. Obviously, you got to use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. Our question of the day, ripped right out of the news and headlines of the day. Rob, did you know they're running the Boston Marathon today? That also means that the Angels and the Red Sox are already playing, I think, with Shohei Ohtani on the mound. I haven't checked up on that score recently. Yeah, Boston Marathon today. A guy's already done. Like 2 hours and 5 minutes. And he was, oh, well, okay. Let's go get a lunch. How are you guys feeling? You want to go get lunch?
That's pretty amazing.
We'll take a little two-mile cool-down jog.
2 hours.
Yeah, a little over 2 hours.
5 minutes.
Today's question is simply this for everybody who can hear my voice. What's the farthest you've ever run? I'm sure we have some marathoners in the audience. I have no doubt we do. Maybe even some of those triathlete types and ultra marathoners and crazy people like that who, for whatever reason, just want to torture themselves. It's probably something they didn't get enough hugs growing up or something, but that's a different story for a different day. What is the farthest you've ever run at a single in a single setting? Will be the question today. And if we do have some serious type runners and stuff, be sure and include like times. If you got like a personal best or something, it's probably going to mean nothing to me, but your running friends, you know, it probably means something to them. If I were a different kind of person, you know, the people who get the 26.2 or whatever, whatever the actual mileage is for a marathon, and they put that sticker on their vehicle, kind of bragging, yeah, I run marathon. I always wanted to get one of those, like, 0.1, 100-meter specialist myself. 100 meters at a time, living life. So the question becomes, what's the farthest you've ever run in your life? I think I know mine, and it was more of a jog than a run. You guys get the idea. I know you can't tell by looking at me. I used to actually run a little bit. A little bit being the key phrase there. By the late 20s, not the 1920s,
some
or the 2020s. By my late 20s, though, the knees were so shot, it was just not enjoyable. And I'd been doing some little fun runs and different things like that, you know, the little 5Ks, 3Ks, little things. But that pretty much came to an end. All right, so the farthest you've ever run. What do you believe to be true to start us off on a Monday? And then Raiderland helmet stickers, Texas Tech baseball. You guys really take advantage of the text line today. We want to hear from you. And let us know where you're listening. If you're outside the area, it's always fun to put a new pin on the map. So let's do that. 806-855-3712. Oh, this is good here, Rob. Because we'd kind of wondered in the second hour of Friday's show. Remember we had the texter who wanted lunch recommendations? They were taking the wife out and they weren't going to feed the kids or anything. Like, leave them in the car, fend for yourself. Here's some Jelly Bellies. The texter has replied, has weighed back in. An update on last Friday's lunch, says said texter. Ended up going to Outback, had the ribeye and shrimp combo with an extra side of coconut shrimp. Didn't pull the trigger on the Bloomin' Onion wings, highly underrated, by the way, or the 32-ounce Foster's, but seriously considered all three. Thanks for all the suggestions that came in. Listen to the podcast for the ones I didn't hear, and there are a few in there that are new to me, so we'll be checking those out hopefully sometime soon.
Nice.
That's the community coming together in the best way possible here in Raiderland. That's Raiderland people helping Raiderland people right there. Although I do think it's moderately criminal and somewhat sinful to go to an Outback and not get a Bloomin' Onion. Right? I mean, that's just, they should put that out. Like Mexican food places put out chips and salsa, that instead of the bread that they give you there, which is pretty darn good bread.
Yeah. Is that the brown bread?
Yeah, the brown bread with a big old knife.
Oh, yeah.
That you're going to get after it with.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife. They should put out the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
Save everybody trouble. You know you're going to get it. You know? No, well. Texters on the text line. I don't get this one, but that's okay. 806-855-3712. Sorry, Rob, but you are wrong. Again. I don't know what this is referring to.
About?
Although nobody will ever be better than Tom Grieve on the TV or Eric Nadell on the radio or Ryan Hyatt in parentheses. I didn't write that. They wrote it. The Dave Raymond, C.J. Nitkowski broadcast of the Rangers is fantastic. Great analysis, commentary, back-and-forth banter, and humor. Well, there's always one.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm wrong on that. No, I'll hold that opinion because I disagree vehemently.
I think it's an incredibly substandard broadcast.
Zero humor. And the analysis is all when I was playing kind of stuff.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why I never liked Joe Morgan as an analyst, because everything revolved around Joe Morgan. And we know you have a great baseball knowledge. Why don't you just, hey, I thought this last night. You know what I believe? Watching Rangers-Astros last night.
Now, and that was on ESPN.
Yeah.
So it's, didn't have to suffer through Nitkowski.
I believe that right now in baseball, you can have access to too much statistical information that overloads and overburdens the announcers and the broadcast itself, right? That, you know, what used to be, you know, Young with a hard hit ball into left field, you know, screaming liner into left field. Well, now Young there with a, you know, 110 exit velocity off the bat and the ball. Hey, we saw it. We know it was hard hit. I don't know. It's not. I love the access to the information. Don't get me wrong. Rob, do you ever get the feeling though that the announcers are becoming too bogged down in too much spin rate this and that, and that was 15% over the spin rate of an average curveball?
Yes.
You know, for Frambler there, and
yes.
You know that. Hey, I get it. It's a great 12-6 curveball. It's a huge. He doesn't throw it as hard as Daryl Kyle, who had the greatest 12-6 curveball in the last, you know, generation or so. But I feel like I'm getting inundated with numbers that are meaningless as I watch the game.
I like a lot of them, and that ESPN broadcast does get a little heavy with it.
Yeah.
And they have like five people on the broadcast that they have two guys calling the game. They bring in a third every once in a while. Then they bring in a fourth every once in a while. And then they have the sideline people. It's just
a little muddled to me.
It is. But I honestly don't know who called the midweek games with Dave Raymond. But it was so much better. So I know it's not Raymond.
Do you think maybe it was Murphy?
I thought it was David Murphy, but I never saw it confirmed. And if that's the broadcast that the texter listened to and was just mistaken and thought
there
it
you
the
go.
Midweek guy, because that was a great broadcast with the Royals series.
All right, we're doing our first time out. We'll, stacking up on the text line, that's what we like to see around here. With the Boston Marathon going today, what's the farthest you've ever run at one time? 806-855-3712. Tech baseball, we'll go through that, catch you up on the rankings, the ratings, and everything else. Grand Canyon coming up this week for the Red Raiders. Hand out some more helmet stickers, and then every Monday you tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. So let's get it going. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios, and it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports, high there in San Angelo, ESPN 960. Got you guys with us till 1 o'clock, so if you're down there you want to keep listening to Rob, just download the app, KKM.com. What do you believe to be true to start the week? I have more than a few things that I believe to be true. We ask you that every Monday, and also we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. Who did cool stuff over the weekend? Who deserves a little recognition? Tech baseball takes 2 of 3 against Oklahoma, giving us several Raiderland helmet sticker candidates today as well. So you guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Question of the day in honor of the Boston Marathon. What is the farthest you have ever run? Farthest you have ever run. One texter ran to the corner store for some spicy mustard. There you go. 11:21. Another texter on said text line. Mile and a half for military PT test. Fun for you, fun for me. Love a little PT. I don't run more than I have to now. If a bear were chasing me, I'd just lie down and let him take me. I'd probably feel worse running away rather than being eaten by the bear. Have you ever gone over the scenario in your mind about what you would do if you were... If you find yourself in a confrontation with a bear?
Yes, actually.
Yeah?
Now, Black bears and grizzly bears are the ones indigenous to the U.S., right?
You got brown bears as well.
Okay, that's different than a grizzly?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
One of them you fight. The other one you lay down, right?
I'm fighting them all. I'm not taking my chances getting them to know that well.
Well, there's one of them that you'll die. The other ones you can scare away.
Yeah.
So, you know, going to a certain region, I would have to look at what bear it was. But I certainly would swing a couple punches first.
Try to stun him. Get a jab in on the nose.
Yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't win the fight, but he might leave, which I guess would be winning the fight.
Oh, that's winning. Texter, furthest I ran was 2 miles. The simple fact that people do this every day and resist the urge to die is a testament to their insanity. Our resident trucker in Raiderland is texting in today, 806-855-3712. Doughboy, Guns Up Trucking, give him a shout-out if you see him on the road. Headed to South Texas, didn't end up working the weekend after all. Deadheaded from El Paso, made some money. Watched Texas Tech baseball, came up short in the sweep, but got the series. And even managed to play golf yesterday. Hold on, and fired at 88. Not bad. Are you kidding me? Hey, it's great.
Yeah.
That's playing golf. You're golfing. I consider anything below 90, if you're straight up legitimately shooting it, you're golfing. You are a golfer at this point. Texter says longest runs were a number of, quote, forced runs of about 5.5 miles with a full pack in December and January in below freezing rainy weather at Fort Dix, New Jersey for basic training. Lovely. God bless you all for doing that. Just a little jaunt. Texter, who hates your opinions on the Rangers broadcast, said midweek guy was former catcher Dave Vallier.
Oh, there you go.
He's good, too.
He was awesome.
So we like him. Yeah.
I knew it wasn't David Murphy, but I didn't know anybody else.
He was Dave.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have David Murphy. He didn't quite have his lisp.
Yeah.
So I figured it wasn't him, but on the TV listing, he's the alternate, so I just kind of figured.
Texter here, quit drinking and lost 60 pounds starting 6 weeks before 50th birthday. Started to run at 52, worked up to a weekly 9-miler. Had 5 good years before equipment wore out. Fun while it lasted. Still sober and in shape at 60. God love you. That's awesome. 9 miles one time. Well exceeds mine, my carrying capacity. I think mine was probably 6 miles in one setting. Now, you talk about running a marathon. I'm not even sure I could watch the Boston Marathon. We're asking you to tell us what's the farthest you've ever run. Every Monday you tell us what you believe to be true. We'll get into some more Tech baseball as we go through. We're handing out Raiderland helmet stickers today. Just kind of getting things rolling here in the Arctic Air Studios, 806-855-3712. Texter says, those guys on Sooner Baseball had to be the very worst announcers. One of the guys, when Cash gets picked off second, said, go take a seat, meat. I've heard homers, but they were awful. They are the semi-annual. Is it semi-annual? No, biannual. Every other year is biannual, right?
Yes.
Or biennial. Anyhow, they're the every other year treat that just keeps on giving.
Well, yeah, you get them or you get Holiday in Stillwater every year.
Right.
And in both cases, the play-by-play guy is pretty good.
Competent.
At least professional.
Yeah.
And Toby Rowland and Norman is really good.
Yeah.
It was either Saturday or Sunday, the color guy Frazier left for an inning because the bathroom, I guess, in the press box was full. So he had to go down to the parking lot, he said. I don't know what.
Who knows?
But that inning was great. Rolling by himself, great. But with Frazier in there, first of all, he didn't show up prepared. He didn't even read the game notes. Neither of them knew that Dylan Maxey catches every Saturday. They had, I think, only Big 12 stats or stats from last week on the pitching because they said Beckel had 2 appearances and Kyle Robinson was in his second Big 12 appearance or something. So, yeah, it was a tough listen.
I can put up with bad announcing sometimes, but I can't put up with unprepared at this level.
Yeah.
And tweeted out Saturday, this is where Brett Yormark the conference office has got to demand. Hey, you know, the baseball people got to demand better. The coaches should be demanding better. Because it ends up making it look like a clown show. You know, and then people wonder, why doesn't your sport get more national respect? Why don't you get more attention nationally? Because it sounds like a bunch of local yokels doing a Little League game. Timmy. Here's Timmy.
Yeah.
Tech people don't know how lucky they have it with the Tech broadcast for the most part of the preparation level and
yes.
the competency level.
It's a and good
the professional
broadcast.
Level.
Yeah, and they call it down the middle.
Yes.
And look, I like Hacks and Lint and the radio call as much as the next guy, okay? But when I'm watching a game on TV, I don't want a Homer radio broadcast.
Mm-mm.
A lot of fans like that. I just want background noise, basically, where they're just telling me some stats and giving me the game. And in a road game, I would actually prefer to listen to a home announcer, right, that's giving me straight down the line that can tell me about these Oklahoma guys. I
right.
know about Tech guys.
Yes.
I would like a little information on these Oklahoma guys from their perspective. It's a road series. I want to listen to that broadcast. But so often, it's just so homery. So I respect, you know, Harrison Gus mm-hmm. in the home call for Texas Tech because they do call it down the middle. And Tech fans complain about that, too.
Of course.
But I don't want a homer broadcast at all on either side. I want it straight down the middle, and I want it competent. And if you can hire three announcing teams to go around these basketball trips, why can you not hire a couple of guys to call ESPN Plus games for baseball?
Agreed. Value your product. I put this on the league. I put this on the coaches.
Yes.
Fight harder. Fight harder for your product. All right, bottom of the hour break. They're stacking up on the text line, 806-855-3712. Boston Marathon today. What's the farthest you've ever run? You tell us every Monday what you believe to be true. Let's hand out some helmet stickers, Raiderland style. Who gets yours? And then Texas Tech taking 2 of 1 there in Norman. If it's on your mind, it's on the show. So take advantage of the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
An update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA playoffs tonight, Brooklyn at Philadelphia. The Sixers favored by 500 at home. They're a 10-point favorite. Brooklyn plus 400 on the money line. The over-under is 214. Sacramento's a point-and-a-half underdog at home against Golden State. The Kings paying plus 105. Golden State minus 125. The over-under 239.5. Both the Sixers and Kings lead the series 1-0. Last night, Miami paid plus 350 with a 130-117 win over Milwaukee. The Lakers paid plus 180 with a 128-112 win at Memphis. The Clippers plus 270 winners, a 115-110 victory at Phoenix. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number 1 of 2, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 here in the Hubaplex. It is, of course, Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. In honor of the Boston Marathon, we ask you, what's the farthest you've ever run at one time? Every Monday, you tell us what you believe to be true, sports or otherwise. And, of course, we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. I got a whole lot more that we'll get into in hour number two of the program today. Take baseball on your mind? We want to hear from you on that as well. They take 2 of 3 from Oklahoma on the road. And now it just becomes, how good can you be by May 24th with this team? Very interesting the way this Big 12 race also is shaping up right now. A gaggle of contenders at this point compared to most years. 806-855-3712. Texters are on the text line. Texter says, I've run a 10K and attempted the Bataan Death March twice and finished once. That is a tough one. Pretty sure the Texter's referencing the marathon they do over there. I think it's by White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico that is basically replicating the tragic and legendary Bataan Death March of World War II. That is that's like the marathon version of the bicycle Hotter Than Hell 100 that they run in the summers there at Wichita Falls. I used to have some friends who would go ride in that every year. Like, you want to come along? You can go. And I'm like, no. No, I really don't even want to drive 100 miles out of Wichita Falls. Again, the idea of just running that or riding a bike that far. Oh, no. Really not appealing to me. But more power to you. The Bataan Death March thing gets thousands and thousands of entrants every year. So I've heard about that. Obviously, I've never participated in it, but more power to you for getting out there and doing that. 806-855-3712. In honor of the Boston Marathon, the farthest that you've ever run. Did they do that to you in high school football where they, you know, you had to complete a mile in under X number of times? Cowboys used to call it the Landry Mile. You'd go to training camp at Thousand Oaks, you know, and you had a certain time you had to run your mile in because it's important for NFL players to be able to run a mile.
No, we did gut checks, which you would start at the goal line on one side of the field and then run a lap and then the final 100 yards all the way through the same side of the field.
Right.
And you had to do it in a certain time or you had to beat a coach. One of the two.
Yeah. Were your coaches in good shape?
Yeah, well.
When I was in high school, our coach was the fastest person on the team.
Yeah.
That wasn't really fair.
So.
That's a bad sign, too, when your coach is faster than anybody you have. Yeah. It explains a lot.
We also did what was called field trips.
I already don't like this.
And we'd have to follow a coach through the neighborhood, and they would just run all around the neighborhood. And when my dad was a coach, when he did it, he would either get on the gator or sit on the tailgate and somebody would drive him around and you'd have to follow him around.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Field trips. They love coming up with cute names.
Yeah. It wasn't as fun as
for these things that they put you through.
We had a kid who came out for football one year. Oh, man. He was not a football player in his life yet. This is his first experience. And when they said that during 2 days, he was like, oh, we're going on a field trip? And the coach was like, yep. He's like, oh, like, do we get to go to the neighborhood? He's like, yep, we're going to the neighborhood.
Yes, we are.
It's not quite as excited when it started.
Nope. That's not good at all.
No. But we had a fun time with him that year. We had 12 on the JV. And he was the 12th.
The 12th man.
And he did not play much.
In case you needed him, though.
That was a long year on the JV squad.
He kept waiting for the field trip.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to quit until he got to go on the field trip.
Absolutely.
Makes sense to me. 806-855-3712 to get in on the text line. We're asking you today, what's the farthest you've ever run? The Boston Marathon ongoing today, which means it's Patriots Day in Boston. Which means we get early Major League Baseball. The Shohei Ohtani's and the Angels, they're now through two. The Angels have exploded for 5 runs today, lead 5-1. What is it? 10-8-6, I think, has been the strikeout totals for Ohtani so far through the season. This right-handed, this lineup for Boston averages about 4 strikeouts a game against the righties, so we'll see what happens. Texter says, if you see me running, shoot whatever is chasing me. It's amazing what a little motivation can do sometimes, get people moving. We want more of your helmet stickers in the next hour. We'll break down some more Texas Tech baseball. I got some thoughts on what Gavin Cash is doing right now. Hopefully a lot of people have thoughts on what Gavin Cash is doing.
Big 12 Player of the Year, Gavin Cash?
Big 12 Player of the Year, Gavin Cash. What do you believe to be true to start the week? We've got a few more things on that. And then, hey, helmet stickers. Who gets yours? Could we have an appearance of Iowa State softball in the helmet sticker category? We may. 806-855-3712. It's a quick break. Top of the hour. Jam up the text line. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Barbecue, huh? How do you like your ribs?
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. Somehow we have turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks hanging out here in the Arctic Air Studios. A lot of help from everybody in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports here in Lubbock. Unbelievable streak continues. It is mind-boggling. You know, there should be a not a countdown, but a count-up. A counter? And people be clicking that off as we go through. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. You can hear him from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9, the Rob Bro Show, where it's going to be overreaction Monday. Or as we called it yesterday, people on social media thinking about Jalen Tyson maybe entering the transfer portal for Texas Tech basketball. I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter, theraiderland.com, the website. Check out what we do there. And then in the evening, the daily broadcast around 6:30-ish or so. So be a part of that. We'll hit you either on Twitter Live, Facebook Live, something. But always follow on Twitter. We'll let you know where we're going to go live from. 806-855-3712 if you want to get in today. Question of the day in honor of the Boston Marathon. What is the farthest you have ever run at one time? And if you're like really a runner, a marathoner, give us some personal best times. Brag a little. What do you believe to be true? Every Monday we ask you that. You can't run off just all willy-nilly. Not know what you believe, sports or otherwise. And then Raiderland helmet stickers getting handed out today. Who gets yours? A little recognition for cool stuff over the weekend or just in the last week or so. Tech baseball wins 2 of 3 at Oklahoma. That drives their ranking to 16, latest D1Baseball.com. 60 on the RPI. And it just proved how important the Friday game was, Rob. The winner in that game, Tech, on Friday in extra innings, huge 10th inning, obviously. Texas Tech moved up a couple of spots in the RPI. Oklahoma fell 12. That's how big that one Friday night game was. That's why I said early on, we may look back and that was a swing game in the fortunes of Red Raider baseball this year.
What was even more frustrating is Texas lost a game and then you dropped a few more.
Right.
You went up and then down a little bit the same night because
you were
of that. But
kind of flat by the time the weekend was over, even going 2 of 3 on the RPI.
But I think it was close to a perfect weekend. Now, you didn't sweep. That would have been the perfect weekend. But, you know, Texas loses one. West Virginia wins a couple. You're kind of in and out. And I think you're set up the rest of the season to make a little noise, right?
Two of the teams that are ahead of you in the standings. And remember, folks, the Big 12 goes on win percentage. Games won't be made up due to weather or otherwise. So Texas at 8-4, Kansas State at 9-6, TCU 7-5, 583, West Virginia 5-4, 556, Okie State 8-7, 533, and you're dead even, 6-6. But you can still tag two of those teams, obviously, yourself. But nobody's going to – it doesn't look like right now nobody's running away and hiding with this race. That, again, it goes on percentage base, but you find yourself down there just two games back in the loss column, in the win column, however you want to try to figure it out that way. And then you've still got games left against Kansas and Baylor, the two teams below you in the standings. To your point, it's not crazy. Stay with me here, Rob. Not that, because you and I always agree according to the texters. Texas Tech could finish anywhere from first to fifth in this league with a month to go.
Yes.
That by the time May 24th rolls around when you go to the Big 12 tournament, you could be anywhere from the Big 12 champion to fifth seed going to the Big 12 tournament.
Co-champion. I don't think you'll win it outright. But you could sneak back in and be a co-champion, yes.
Yeah. It's not outrageous.
I think it would be really hard to catch Texas. You have three Big 12 series left? Four. Yeah, four Big 12 series left. Now, Kansas State is kind of the opposite of you. They're 9-6, but they've played the bottom half. They still need to play a bunch of the top teams. West Virginia is right there where you are. And they've kind of had a pretty tough schedule so far. I wonder how that could be the series you lose going forward. You should be able, though, to win all these series. And Kansas and Baylor at home, they're pretty good at home. They've not been good on the road.
No.
Consistently. They've had some shining moments on the road, but I think you have a really good opportunity with those six games. You have the Grand Canyon series. You have a couple of ACU games left, I believe.
Got Sam Houston still.
Sam Houston, a weekend series against Sam Houston. So there's some potential here at the end of this season to win a bunch of games.
Yep. You guys get on the text line whether you want to talk Tech baseball, hand out some helmet stickers, tell us what you believe, or question of the day, the farthest that you have ever run, 806-855-3712. You got to use the 806 or it goes to an angry man in Florida. He will not talk about the things you want to talk about. He won't respond. So 806-855-3712. Doughboy texting back in. Said ran triangles in baseball. Home to left foul pole, to right foul pole, to home three times. First is 30 seconds, second 60 seconds, third 90 seconds with a 30-second rest in between. Brutal. The worst we had to do, and this is in football, but, man, anytime you had to run a lap or something in full pads, that's just awful. And it would invariably be hot. And that was just not pleasant. Not pleasant at all. Another texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. High school circuit 85-87 when the I formation triple option reigned supreme in the forward pass. While not forbidden, was definitely frowned upon. Our coach would load the team on a bus, take the bus 5 miles out of town down a county road, and made us run back to the high school football field. Don't know if that qualifies as a marathon, but it was not pleasant. Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant at all. A one-way ticket, then you got to make your way back. Hopefully not in full pads, though, as we were talking about. We got to hand out a helmet sticker to Red Raider first baseman Gavin Cash, not just for this weekend, while prolific again. What are we at now? 17 home runs for Cash? Did he get 17 over the weekend? I think that's where the number ended up. 15, maybe 16 now.
16 home runs.
Yeah, 16.
Eight in Big 12 play. The most in Big 12 play.
This is he's putting on a season.
Yeah, he's got 12 home runs in Big 12 play against Big 12 pitching in 12 games.
That when you look at this historically, context wise, he's having as good a power season up to this point. Knock on wood, keep him healthy. Trend continues of just about anybody over the last 20 years, and certainly as good as anybody since they dampened the bats and did some things to the baseball, and that we're not playing with those red-hot bats of the 1990s and early 2000s.
Yeah, just look at the Tadlock era because you're looking at some bat differences and everything else.
You know, and even Gutierrez's time was just really hard to mash. Cam Warden.
Reams, Warren.
Right.
Jace. Because Josh never really hit for power here. He hit some home runs, but I think he had 12 maybe 1 year was his tops.
Which at, in the era, again, not bad. If you were a double-digit home run guy the last 10 years, hey, you're doing something in college baseball.
But this is pretty special. And this weekend was really special for him. I think at one point he was 5 for 8
mm-hmm.
with 2 home runs, 3 home runs.
And still seeing pitches for some reason.
Yeah, they made some interesting calls. The pitching coach with his tabulet.
The thing with the home run numbers historically for Texas Tech.
Not note card, tabulet.
Tabulet. Most of the guys who've had big single season home run numbers, not all, most of those guys have gone on to play professional baseball, and a lot of those guys played in the big leagues, from the Joe Dillons to the Josh Bards, Mike Humphreys, that guys who put up some big home run, even Keith Ginner, while not massive, that it has really translated. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Gavin Cash is going to wake up in the major leagues in 3 years. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But it has been a metric that over the decades has really, really proven to be one that says that the guys who do put up some big numbers, it's not just bats, it's not just whatever. They're good hitters. They're good players. And what he is doing right now, you got to get a helmet sticker for that, in my opinion. Because historically, like I would go back and say, if this is 1997, he's probably at 25.
Yeah.
26 right now.
When
the Joe Dillon low 30s single season record.
What is it, 33 is the record?
33 and 97.
I have been, you know, in on this season, obviously. I'm very excited about how this season can finish. Really excited for next year, but I'm getting a little worried. Because if you remember, Hyatt, Cash was in Austin last year.
Right.
And I'm fairly certain, you have to have 2 years in college, right? I'm fairly certain he's old enough to be drafted again.
I don't think he's eligible for this year. I think he has one more year that he's got to be. Three years out of high school and or 21 years, I think.
Is it 21?
21. So I think you've got him for another year.
He was 18 and 10 months at the time of the 2021 draft. So you might be a couple of months shy of 21. Okay, well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
Because you start looking at it, you know, Bazell technically a sophomore, just 2 years out. Not sure how old he is. Cash, 2 years out. Harrelson will be back if he doesn't enter the transfer portal, and you have to say that now legally.
Yeah, just blanket statement for everybody in every sport, if they decide to stay here.
You still have a couple of other guys. Hudson White would be a third year. Washburn back, you know. You just have so many young guys on this team. You hope you can keep the core together for next year, even pitching-wise. And you had a couple of freshman pitchers this weekend that I thought looked really good, you know, barring a couple of pitches from Jacob Rogers. But really excited about this core for next year. But they've been doing it good enough this year that you're like, all right, well, let's make a push this year.
Yeah, why not? Get a little greedy. See what you look like by the end of May. We're due up the timeout. You guys jam up the text line. We got some more baseball thoughts, too. Going to hand out some more helmet stickers. Tell us what you're thinking today. Every Monday, what do you believe to be true? And then in honor of the Boston Marathon, what's the longest and farthest you've ever run? It's the farthest you've run. 806-855-3712. Jam up that text line. It's 806-855-3712. It's a quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. This is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports, ESPN 960 San Angelo. We got you till 1 o'clock. The Boston Marathon today. People run a long ways in Boston. Can't get a cab. Tough town. What's the farthest you've ever run? That's the question of the day in honor of that. Every Monday you tell us what you believe to be true. to start the week. And then we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers to anyone and everyone deserving a little recognition, sports or otherwise, and much baseball talk as well. If we're not visiting with you about something you want to visit about, hit us on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. A couple more helmet stickers off the weekend on Texas Tech baseball. I got to hand one out to Brendan Gurton for his performance coming out of the bullpen. Hey, who knew? The guy's pretty nails coming out of the bullpen. He held things together for you in a major way on Friday. And as good as that was, it was equal or perhaps surpassed by what Free gives you coming back on Saturday with just a stellar line as he takes over in the fifth, finishes the game 15 straight, struck out 9, 4 straight to end the game. Said after the game, that's not a line, that's a career. That's how you win series, obviously. That's how you win regionals.
Yes.
Is performances like that from guys like Free and Gurton. And Molina, it just wasn't working. He got squeezed in the TCU series.
Yeah. Molina's been pitching well, but he's been hit well.
Yes. And wild in the zone is maybe the best way to describe where Molina is.
Yeah, we talked about Heaney earlier not missing any in the middle. Molina's throwing strikes. Again, when he catches edges, they're not always called strikes.
Right.
And I think that was prevalent this weekend and against TCU. But it's really hard to recover from that in college baseball. And him and Gurton have both struggled with recovering from a poor call.
And then, you know, you saw Friday night, I used the term Tim Tadlock being all in. He pushed all of his chips in on Friday. Molina, where are we going after that? We're going with Gurton, up to now, who had been our Friday starter. What are we doing the next day? Going with our Sunday guy, and we'll figure out Sunday when we get there. It didn't quite work out on Sunday, but it wasn't because of the strategizing or anything else. It was Tim Tadlock understanding the room, understanding the moment that if you don't get Friday, I'm not going to say not much else matters, but you were going to get Friday. And then you came back and got Saturday also in a big way with some really nice performances on the mound. 806-855-3712 will get you in. Who gets your helmet stickers today? Tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. We want to hear some more. What's the farthest you've ever run? See if we got any marathoners out there that want to brag on themselves. 806-855-3712. Texas says, Ryan, I believe it to be true that the Rangers have a very clear path to the playoffs. Played the A's 4 times, the Detroits twice, Casey twice, the Red Sox twice, the Nats once. If we don't blow this, we've got a real shot. I'll text back later with a Rangers overreaction for the Rob Bro Show. Says Rangers guy, formerly the Heim Crime guy from last week.
That was a really important series win early in the year. If you can just be better against the Astros.
Yeah.
You've not won a series in Houston before this weekend since 2018.
18, yeah.
18! It's 2023. Now, there was limited action in 2020, but it's been ridiculous how dominated you've been by the Astros over the last several years to just win that series without Seager and without your top two pitchers. Theoretically, in the rotation, you had your bottom three going.
All right.
I'm very impressed with the Rangers so far, and I've not really blinked. Martin Perez was your ace last year. He's pitching well again. Andrew Heaney has been a revelation. Eovaldi's been good. DeGrom is DeGrom. Like, if those four guys are healthy, and that's not a guarantee, I know. I realize that.
Right.
But if those four guys can stay healthy, I'm very excited for, you know, a 500 record and maybe a couple of games above.
Rangers at the Kansas Cities tonight. It is DeGrom getting the ball against Lyles, 0-2, 5.19 ERA, and a 1.44 whip for Lyles.
Former Ranger.
Yeah, looking much like the former Ranger self, still in a Kansas City uniform.
Of course, former Rangers generally pitch pretty well against the Rangers.
But not against DeGrom.
We saw Kluber, former Ranger, Ranger legend Kluber threw a no-hitter against him.
Longtime Ranger. Well, really a fan favorite for his inning there in Arlington. I mean, just how can you not get away with that? No, I'm with the Ranger guy right there that just by virtue of playing the A's enough times, that might get you into the playoffs this year. Add on the fact if you can play a little 500 ball, give or take, against the Astros as the year goes on. I mean, you get your licks in right now. While they're not playing well, that's what you do. That's how baseball go. You take advantage of the sick gazelle at the waterhole. Texter, veering off just a bit, easy for me to say, went to high school with a guy whose father was captured at Corregidor, survived the actual Bataan Death March, and was interned for the remainder of World War II. He was a really good man, says Washed Up Guy. I would imagine so. Anybody who endured that lived to tell about it. And was willing to talk about it, maybe. An impressive individual, no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. We probably don't have time to get to it. In the next segment, Rob, we can tease it a little bit here. Iowa State softball and West Virginia baseball going to get helmet stickers.
Yes.
They definitely are going to get helmet stickers. We have an unusual story. I mean, cats and dogs living together. It's craziness is what it is. That came out over the weekend. This story is one of those examples of, sometimes social media can really be a good thing. It doesn't have to always be a cesspool. But this Iowa State softball, West Virginia baseball story, they will get helmet stickers from us today. It just takes a little while to set it up. 806-855-3712. Texter, helmet sticker for free. Could he be our Friday or Sunday starter? And are you concerned about Tyson entering the portal after being perceived to be a lock to return? I don't know that anybody was ever a lock to return. Now, there were a lot of people who wanted him to return. Am I concerned about anybody coming back from last year's team? No. No, I'm not. If he wants to leave, you know what he does? He kind of leaves. That's what he does. So, am I concerned at all? No, not really. It obviously, if he leaves, was not going to be a good fit from either side, perhaps. And that's okay. You'd rather find that out now than later. I'd rather it be now than December in the December walkout type deal.
Jalen Tyson was a good player last year.
Yeah.
But all year long, we said, where's the leader? Who's the leader?
Yeah.
He never stepped up, right?
Nope.
And the team went 5-13. So
yeah.
I'm not too concerned if McCaslin wants to clean house. I'm not.
Doesn't bother me one whit.
I would love for him to return. I think he's a good player. But he does not make or break the roster, in my opinion.
If he didn't want to be
No one player does.
If he didn't want to be here, he doesn't want to be here. That's okay. Again, does it concern me? No. You're next to last in the Big 12. We can do it with you, or we can do it without you. Either way. 806-855-3712. Bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
3.9.
You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking it till 1 o'clock. Then it is the Rob Bro Show, 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9 FM. Text in 806-855-3712. Boston Marathon today. We ask you, what is the farthest you have run? What's the farthest you've ever run in your life? What do you believe to be true to start the week? Every Monday we ask you that. And then we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. Anyone and everyone deserving a little recognition. Tech baseball on your mind? We can discuss that. And if you're clutching pearls over Jalen Tyson maybe entering the transfer portal, if that's the case, then Steve Sarkisian has some thoughts for you.
I do want to clear up about Tyson.
Yeah.
I would love it if he came back. I'm not worried if he leaves. I'm unbothered, I guess, is a way to say it. More and more, especially in college basketball, especially with the transfer portal, just give me a team in November and I'll root for them.
Yeah. Whoever wants to be a part of it.
It is a one-year contract. Well, you only get one free transfer. No, it's a one-year contract. And if Jalen Tyson, of all people off this team, from how the season ended, wants to claim any kind of I should be able to get a free transfer rule, he'll get one. Based on how the season ended and what he could claim.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Unconcerned. Put us in the unconcerned category.
But yes, Sarkisian, if you enter the transfer portal, no coming back. Which.
I get it.
Yeah, but.
On one hand.
Did you listen to any more of that interview?
Nah, I just heard the pull quotes, so.
I
assume there was probably more to it than that.
I also just listened to quotes, but there were three or four where I was like, ugh. And there was one where, the headline was a Texas fan saying, oh, I love this, we're on the right track. And it was just the lamest quote I have ever heard from a head coach. No passion, no energy, and you see it. I mean, it's not just a quote. You see the video, and it's just like, oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Quinn Ewers named the starting quarterback. They ain't messing around. There's no competition in the fall.
Did you watch the spring game clips?
Arch Manning looked like a guy who came out of high school a little bit early.
Looked like a three-star Louisiana quarterback.
Yeah, he kind of did, didn't he? That $5 million of NIL money, though, going to come in handy. He can hire a good quarterback coach. Wonder if he can get somebody to work with him. He was the third best quarterback on the field in their spring game. Ewers far and away, obviously either choice. So Arch Manning in the transfer portal. No, we'll see. Tech is a lot like the Texas Rangers. Players go on to have good careers after leaving each of them.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
There's certainly some names you could point to.
Texter, longest run, 1.5 minutes on a 10-minute time limit for sports in high school. Anti-helmet sticker. Ford removing AM radio from all vehicles in 2024. As a denizen of AM radio, I get it, but not all, but most people anymore listen through their app, listen through their phone, listen through their device. Or you have a AM-FM combination translator and otherwise. But, yeah, as an old adherent of AM radio, does it surprise me? No. I'm more worried about having to plug my car in and charge it in a couple of years than that, actually, at this point. 806-855-3712. Hand out some helmet stickers today. Who gets recognition from you? What is the farthest you have ever run in your life, and what do you believe to be true to start the day? All right, so we mentioned it. Iowa State softball, West Virginia baseball. And, Rob, you'll do a better job of the backstory on this than I will. So why are they such good friends, and why are we giving them helmet stickers today?
So this starts at the end of basketball season for Iowa State. I believe it was the Iowa State Barstool account who said, well, we don't have baseball, so our sports year is over.
Mm.
The Iowa State softball team did not take kindly to that.
Took exception.
So I believe it was the West Virginia Barstool account that said, we don't have a softball team, so we'll adopt you and we'll root for your softball team. So Iowa State softball has a kindred spirit with West Virginia, at least through this year, at least that team. West Virginia is in Stillwater playing baseball. Iowa State is in Stillwater playing softball.
This is over the weekend.
So after their softball game, they go over to West Virginia's game against Oklahoma State and take in a game and cheer loudly. And they were not received kindly by Oklahoma State fans, which I'll be honest. Let's say you're playing Baylor this weekend and let's say Texas Tech softball had Kansas in town, and Kansas came and rooted for Baylor, and they sat right in front of me. I wouldn't say anything to them, but I would be very annoyed. I would be very annoyed by a full softball team, because softball teams know cheers and chants and are very loud. I would be very annoyed as well. Now, depending on where you sit in Dan Law, you might get a different response, but that would be frustrating for me as an opposing fan, but kudos to Iowa State for going out and, hey, team bonding. going out and being in the mix. And
they learned the words to Country Roads. Absolutely. They sang it as a team there on the looked like maybe the team bus or
I enjoyed it.
Team charter or something. I that was great stuff. Was it last year when Texas Tech was at Oklahoma State, or where was Tech where the other team's softball team showed up with like the Big 12 trophy or something? Do you vaguely remember that?
Oh, so that would have been Oklahoma or Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
It was Oklahoma State.
It was Oklahoma State at
Obright. It was, because then you swept them.
Yeah. The minute they showed up with the trophy, and then everything went Texas Tech's favor.
You hammered them.
After that moment.
Yeah. That could have been the Sunday they came in. You've already won two games, then you just blew them out after that. Yeah. That was at in Stillwater.
Yeah. Just thinking of softball and teams
I think they had just beat Oklahoma. So it was like an even bigger thing.
Yeah, it was huge. Because if I remember right, they came in like carrying the trophy.
Yes.
Like a trophy.
And then Oklahoma won the national championship.
Yeah. Doing what they do.
Big 12 softball is very intriguing. And Texas Tech won a very exciting game against Baylor this weekend on Friday. Then you lost two, but you were in the mix there on Saturday. Bullpen a little tough over the weekend. But when you last made the tournament, we were looking at this in the break. You're about 70 in the RPI right now, softball-wise. And you got two series left. So I don't know that you have an opportunity to be in the tournament. If you sweep Kansas this weekend, you might take a big step forward. And then you have a series against Oklahoma State. Anything can happen. They're a top five team.
Right.
But I had forgotten in 2019, and I remember they went to a regional at LSU and nearly won, at least got to the final game, forced to game five. But they won 42 games that year.
It's not a small number.
42-16. And they're 29-17 right now. They've really struggled against top 25 teams. But when you see teams getting better, they've not lost to anybody in that sub-200 mark. And Tech baseball has.
Yeah,
and nearly every baseball team has in the Big 12. So you've been really good against who you're supposed to be good against. You just need to beat good teams now.
Would probably take something special against Oklahoma State in order to get in that conversation. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens the rest of the way for them. But, yeah, I think definitely a year that seems to be progressing. And I think the recruiting card can be, hey, come here and we'll hit a whole bunch of home runs, and we're gonna get you some good run support if you're a pitcher, and we'll take down Oklahoma. Why not? Texter has a question. With the Tech spring game being moved to Lowry Field, will it still be on ESPN+? I believe so. They can move those cameras over there. As far as I know, it will be on ESPN+.
Hey, LISD has a great camera setup.
Yeah.
So you'll probably get better than a lot of the Big 12 spring games just using their setup.
Yeah, because they do have a good in-house, and they obviously televise those games or, you know, tape delay or whatever, you know, on that LISD TV type deal.
I wonder if they can run the ESPN stuff through their truck.
I mean,
LISD has a pretty good system over there. They do a competent job.
Satellite uplink, I would assume. You can uplink to that as well as you can uplink to anything else, but not anticipating any problems on that. It is Monday, in case you did not know. Question of the day, with the Boston Marathon going on, what's the farthest you have ever run? I can't believe we haven't had a marathoner admit to running a marathon on the show today. 806-855-3712 to get you in on that. Also, helmet sticker day. It's what do you believe to be true to start the week? Got another helmet sticker for you, this time for the SEC. Does the name Jack Caglione mean anything to you?
Yes.
It does now.
Yes, it does. I saw this last night.
The greatest non-home run celebration ever done.
Home run non-celebration.
Non-celebration.
Because it was a home run.
Yes.
It wasn't a non-home run.
So earlier in the game, the home plate umpire chunks the Florida pitcher as he's going to his dugout, flexing and letting out, you know, a yell.
Well, he screams at the batter and then turns toward his dugout. Same as Beckel.
And I mean, so we got to get him out of here. There are kids watching.
It is ridiculous the power trip these umpires are on, throwing
horrible
people out left and right.
Horrible.
In college baseball, especially.
Horrible going on. golly, Casey Mosier this weekend.
Oh, my
horrible.
God.
But there's always somebody on the internet who's going to say, no, he's a great umpire. Nah, you're the problem.
The letter of the law says, shut up.
Exactly what you don't. So anyways, this guy hits a home run later in the game. And as he comes around third, he goes full robot.
Yeah.
Hand straight down by his side, looking straight ahead, no expression.
The whole team's out of the dugout. He walks fast by
him. Fast by him, gets into the dugout. No, nothing.
Does one straight arm under the hip.
Little low five.
Low five.
But just, it couldn't have been any better. My favorite thing about it, there wasn't anything the umpire could do. You know? Or are you going to throw him out for no emotion? Beautiful. The ump show, though, yes, in college baseball right now, is horrible. And there are some bad umpires in the Big 12. There just are. The problem, though, with some of these rules is it allows them to insert themselves into the proceedings. We go back to Friday night. Rob, why do I never see this in the first inning? Why do I never see these things getting called in the second inning? Why is it in one of the most important moments during an at-bat with multiple foul balls?
With two outs.
With two outs in a game potentially on the line that we're going to do that?
And the rule states the batter has to be in the box and aware.
Engaged.
With 9 seconds left. Mm. So that is a judgment call.
Right.
Because both batters that got called on were in the box. I guess they weren't paying attention enough. The one on Saturday that was called, the pitcher has his toe on the rubber, but is looking at his tablet, his note card.
Yeah.
He is not prepared to pitch. The ball is in the glove. His hand, his pitching hand is on a piece of paper, and you get a strikeout.
Brilliant.
To end the inning. And the guy looks up like, wait, what? Oh, huh? Okay. And then he walks off.
Horrible. That is not at all what the rule is designed to do.
No, if the pitcher is ready and the batter is outside of the box at 9 seconds, that's a strike. And I agree. But on Friday, to speed up the game, you add an extra inning and 30 minutes of baseball.
Yeah.
Because potentially you score there and don't need an extra inning. But in an effort to speed up the game, you call a strike on a batter in the box.
And Mosier was bad all weekend. He was bad, he was bad over at first on Saturday, missing an early call that got reversed. And then when Coleman scores in the, the second inning yesterday, throwing error, and he comes around and Mosier, mechanics horrible, making no definitive judgment, doing, substandard. All right, we got to take the final break of the day. You guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. What's the farthest you've ever run? What do you believe to be true to start the day in the week? And Raiderland helmet stickers, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment on a Monday. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. Overreaction Monday Show on Talk 103.9 FM. Boston Marathon today. What's the farthest you've ever run? What do you believe to be true to start the week? Helmet stickers, tech baseball. Anything else that may be on your mind? Texters, we'll try to get to as many as we can. Rob, the problem with McCasland is he only has two assistants. Tech is losing players and not adding any. How can you recruit off of the portal if you have two assistants? Tech only has one bench player. What time's the first game next week?
One bench player. Who's on the roster for sure right now?
Yeah.
Pop?
Jennings. There you go.
Has anybody else? Oh, Kyron Lindsey.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Has anyone else confirmed?
I hadn't heard anyone.
By the way, he had two visits this weekend. One from the Freshman of the Year in the Mountain West Conference.
It's impossible. You only have two coaches. You can't recruit right now.
We have three coaches, two assistants.
Yeah.
Do they need to fill a staff? Yes. Do they need to be recruiting? Yes. Do you need 17 coaches to recruit one guy? No. Has Kansas signed anyone yet out of the portal?
How many coaches do they have?
They have a full staff, I believe.
Yeah.
Was Bill Self doing anything?
No, doesn't seem like it. Texter.
You just have not had a lot of guys out of the portal yet. You're not behind.
But they play next week.
I forgot about, yeah, they have a game after the spring game.
Yeah. Texter, 1969, longest run was from a crazed Smelly Wilson Texan track coach. Taking the whole team out of town, sprinters and distance guys, whole team immediately after losing city meet at Coronado, at least 6 miles west of Lubbock and walk, run, jog. Think about trying harder to be a winner. Man, in 1969, that's pre-Loop 289. I mean, you were out of town. You know, if they took you out on West 19th or West 34th at the time, 6 miles, so you didn't have to go very far back then to be out of town. Another texter says, I think that if Tyson really wants to be here, he'd be an important asset, but if he's not sure after this long, I'm okay if he decides to move on. I don't think the coaches should be begging the players to stay. Amen! Hallelujah! Rob, somebody gets it. Somebody gets it. Texter, one time I ran 4 miles with a 20-pound weighted vest. Was training for either a marathon or half marathon, went for some more runs, and then later in the year felt the pain down below my waist, learned I had a double hernia because of the weighted vest training, had to have double hernia surgery. My dreams of running a marathon went out the window. I think that's a cautionary tale that we can all learn from. I really think right there what the texture has given us is something we can all learn from. 806-855-3712. Robert texting in here says, college baseball umpires are taking after their major league brethren. They're playing for the camera. I don't know. I think some of them are just bad. Some of them are jerks. Some of them do it because they can. Some of them are, you know, glory hogs that think people came out to watch them umpire. I'm going to umpire the hell out of this game. You watch. I'm going to umpire like I've never umpired before. Well, that's the rule. That's the rule, guy. Watch out for that's the rule, guy. In all aspects of different things. That's the letter of the law. Watch out for that guy.
Yeah, that happened to me this weekend. I specifically worded a tweet that said that was a misuse of the rule.
Yep.
And then the first response was, well, the rule says... I know what the rule says. It said it for 3 years, and that was the worst misuse, misjustice, the Saturday one. The Sunday one, I would have to go back and watch again, but that Saturday one was one of the worst misuses of the pitch clock rule I have ever seen at any level.
Yep. The Rob Rowe Show is coming up. It's Overreaction Monday. You can keep texting in, 806-855-3712. I'll be back with you guys tonight around 6:30-ish. Daily broadcast rolling your way. So follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. If you missed my column yesterday, check it out, theraiderland.com. We welcome your comments always on that. Big two-word Tuesday coming up tomorrow. Always talking food in Raiderland. We'll do some of that as well on the Tuesday show. All right, it's a quick break. Rob Bro Show's getting ready for you. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Tuesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.